Coach and them had a great game plan going into it. A lot of respect for Justin Fulcett. He's been doing a great job all year. We had a lot of respect for their offensive line. We felt like they was one of the top offensive line we would go against, and we knew if we were going to give ourselves our best chance to run, that we were going to have to try to make them one-dimensional. And for the most part, I felt like we did a great job of that today.
At this point of the season, can you guys on defense find some satisfaction in you guys getting better?
I feel like, you know, you could take positives away from the game, but you want to be careful not to have guys accept more victories, because more victories don't get you what you set your goals out for in the National Football League. Extremely proud of the step we took as a unit. We fought extremely hard against a playoff caliber team that got a rich history. And we can hang our head on that, but at the same time, we got to find ways to win games like this where it won't be so much of a moral victory, but a victory.
How tough are these short weeks for you guys, turning around and having to play again in just a few days?
Well, I feel like in our case, our youth play a big part. We'll take care of our bodies, getting ready for a division opponent. It's going to be tough. We have to move speed up the process in terms of this game. We really have to put it behind us when we make it back to Jacksonville. So I'm pretty sure we'll download a game tape on the plane. We'll watch it, and then we'll have to put it behind us and get ready for Tennessee on the short week.
This is a tough one for you to answer, but when it's so obvious that the offensive side of the ball is slowing everything down with its youth, how do you keep things together in this locker room without any finger pointing? That has to be tough.
Well, you know, that's when we got to have leaders step up. You know, we know what the expectation, what the culture is we trying to build. And all those young players we having, we asking them to speed up the process. And so they went against a top 10 defense in this league today, and they did the best they could. You know, they got to lick their wounds. They're going to have to put it behind them, and we're going to have to move forward. And, you know, I'm optimistic that, you know, when you're at the bottom, you can't do nothing but go up. So, you know, that's why Coach brought veteran guys in here like Chris Clement, myself, to keep the guys encouraged. We got to press forward, and we got to make the most of the opportunities we presented with.